Hello and welcome to the AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds. It's Graham McKay here with your weekly Dons News Roundup on Sunday, the 14th of April, 2024. Our record against Dundee at home is pretty impressive. I'm beaten in the last 14 against them, winning 10 and drawing 4, and keeping a clean sheet in half of those matches. So, all in all intent purposes, you would be expecting a win. Red TV's matchday team of Rob McLean and Thomas Tierney previewed the match, and we have the pre-match thoughts of Peter Levin.
Hello there. Our social media preview of our Red TV matchday coverage today, Aberdeen against Dundee. Rob McLean and Thomas Tierney are here at Pittodrie. And of course, it's the last game before the split. And had that goal been given against Livingston Almondvale last weekend, Thomas, Aberdeen would still have been shooting for that top half of the table, whereas Dundee still are.
Yeah, it would have been great if Aberdeen had that incentive today, if they knew that 3 points might give them a fighting chance, get into the top six, which, you know, given the way the season's gone, I think top six would have been good, just give something to play for still. But unfortunately, again, I think the VAR has been disappointing, just the way it's been implemented in Scotland. And I mean, Dundee are the team that, for them, the game is absolutely massive. With, yeah. They obviously missed out the opportunity to secure top six last week and last 20 minutes of the game. So I think they'll be coming here with really strong desire to get the 3 points today, because it'll be big success for Dundee. As for Aberdeen, you know, it's a big game coming up very, very shortly. I think all our players will be desperate to get their name on the team sheet against Celtic in the Scottish Cup semi-final. So it should be a good game. The conditions are brilliant, you know, lovely sunshine. So it should be a good game with Dundee, obviously, really incentive in the league for Aberdeen, incentive to get himself into a good mind frame before the massive game.
Absolutely. I wonder what Peter Levin is thinking about things pre-match. Let's find out.
Peter, it's you again. What sort of message are you getting from the club about how long this lasts for you?
I had a brief chat with him all day. Obviously, we all knew that was taking this game today. And then we'll meet early next week with the senior staff.
And you'll get a long-term plan, maybe?
I don't know. My main focus right now is to win the game.
Absolutely. And you're playing, of course, a team today highly motivated, because if results go their way, including this one for them, it could be top six.
Yeah, definitely. They're a good team. Obviously, I played them 4 weeks ago at Dens. Obviously, their result went against us, but we need to be at it today. Home advantage. They're obviously coming here to get 3 points, but hopefully we take that away from them.
And obviously, there's a little run going from an Aberdeen point of view as well. 3 games unbeaten.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, a little bit disappointing decision last week, but you can see a little bit of confidence coming back for the boys. But as you said, 2 wins in a draw recently.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about that decision, Aberdeen could still have been playing for top six today. Maybe a 2-0 win or something might have done it. And obviously for the club, it's money as well. Because if you finish in the top six compared to the bottom six, it's bigger crowds.
It's just frustrating, Rob. Because obviously what they said during the week, it was an educated guess. So it's really frustrating, but I can't dwell on it because it's not going to change. I'm not going to get 2 points back. So we need to be at it today from the start.
Yeah, you've got enough to do without sorting out the VAR system as well. 2 changes today. Angus comes back in and Duke as well. What's the thinking?
Richard took a little head knock during the week, so that was just precaution. And then obviously Junior was a wee bit tight, so I thought give Duke his opportunity to get at them with his pace and his power. So hopefully he brings that today.
And what are you feeling inside the dressing room?
No, good emotions, good team spirit. As I said, the confidence is coming back, unbeaten in 3, so hopefully that continues.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, those 2 changes, Angus and Duke start. So your prediction, Thomas, for the game, Aberdeen-Dundee, how's it going to go?
A tough one today. I feel, obviously, as I said, Dundee's got a strong incentive to get a point, so I'm a little bit apprehensive that, you know, somehow when the team needs to win, they find a way. But I still believe, you know, Aberdeen's got a stronger squad, and with the view of the Scottish Cup semi-final, Aberdeen will win 2-1.
Good stuff. Thomas Nye back with you for the Red TV match day coverage. It's 3 o'clock kickoff, of course. We're on a little bit earlier at 2.40 today because we've got an interview with the cult hero that is Eugene Daddy back at the club after more than 20 years since he had that never-to-be-forgotten season under Ebbe Skodal's management. We'll be hearing from them when we come back on Red TV at 2.40. See you then.
So yet another game of two halves, a decent first half followed by an abysmal second. Duke was back doing what he does very well in the opening stages of the game. It's a pity his teammates weren't, but he, along with the rest of the team, went missing in the second half. Leighton Clarkson should have done better early on when he was given the opportunity by Bowen Mioski, and Andy's Lyle Cameron hit the bar just before the break with a rising drive. Angus McDonald was the Don's saviour in the second half after a Lyle Cameron shot was blocked well by the Don's defender. A pointless sending off by Captain Shinney late on in injury time for a second yellow summed up yet another frustrating day at Pittodrie.
Non-event, wasn't it?
It was the biggest game of two halves that I've seen. I just couldn't get out. Obviously, Dundee had gone for it. I thought first half we were really good while we were at it, but I turned around to the bench, I think 30-odd minutes, said we need to score while we're on top. They had to change shape. And then obviously they brought on a sub at half-time, so we were doing well first half, but second half just killed us.
The problem with first half, I guess, was final third, maybe decision-making and just that clinical touch.
Yeah, Boyan does great, pulls it back to Clark, and the wee man just obviously puts it wide, and he fancied him to score. Duke was brilliant. Honestly, first half was fantastic. But again, just in the box, final third, getting that goal.
Yeah, Duke was unplayable, wasn't he? And I guess he could have, despite the second half being really poor, he had a shot well saved and then he had a header at the goalkeeper, so he could have got his goal second half.
Yeah, definitely. First half was fantastic. Obviously, second half not on it, but had a chance. But his work rate and everything, gave everything for the team, was really good today from Duke.
How do you explain the second half? Because it had end of season written all over it from an Aberdeen point of view.
No, I thought they kept on going. Listen, the wind plays a part at times, and I just thought we're a wee bit sloppy and they're on the front foot, which need a wee bit more composure to beat their press. And yeah, it just wasn't a good second half.
And obviously disappointing to see Graham Shinney, who's going to miss the semi-final already, given a red card for two yellows.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. He just said to me there that he didn't think it was a second yellow. But we've got to be positive a little bit, you know what I mean? It's a clean sheet. We're unbeaten in four now, so hopefully we'll take that momentum and keep going, and then we'll see what happens in the semi-final.
Yeah, the performance needs to go up a couple of notches, doesn't it, for next weekend?
Definitely. I just said to them that 45 was really good, just obviously the goal. I said, can we extend that to 90 minutes now? I said to them at half-time, I said, you need to work harder now because they're going to come after you. They need the points. So really disappointing in the second half.
It's a tough game next weekend, but it's a massive opportunity.
Definitely, we'll go there and fear nobody. I see this is Aberdeen. We'll go there with a game plan, and we'll look to try and get another final.
Thanks, Peter.
Yes, thank you.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights, and all the goals. Exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Okay, let's catch up with the rest of the matches from the weekend then. And Celtic beat St Mirren 3-0 to move 4 points clear at the top of the Premiership on Saturday. Third place Hearts saw bottom club Livingston 4-2 at Tynecastle, while Kilmarnock strengthened their grip on fourth spot by beating St Johnstone 2-0 at McDermott Park. Motherwell and Hibs missed out on the top six after a 1-0 draw at Fir Park. Airdrieonians took a big step towards securing a playoff in the Championship after beating Dunfermline Athletic 2-1 at the Excelsior Stadium. Second place Raith Rovers are 6 points behind leaders Dundee United following a 0-0 draw with Partick Thistle at Starks Park. Inverness Carlow Thistle claimed a crucial 1-0 win over Queen's Park at Hampden to move out of the relegation zone, while Ayr United thrashed Arbroath 5-0 at Somerset Park to confirm the Red Lichties' relegation. Champions Falkirk remain unbeaten in League One after beating Hamilton Accies 2-0 at New Douglas Park. It was 0-0 between third place Alloa Athletic and fourth place Montrose at the Indodrill Stadium. Annan Athletic moved out of the relegation zone thanks to a 4-2 win over Cove Rangers at Gala Bank, while Stirling Albion slipped to ninth following their 1-0 loss at Kelty Hearts. Queen of the South beat relegated Edinburgh City 2-0 at Palmerston. Bonnyrigg Rose moved 4 points clear of bottom place in League Two with a 4-1 victory away to East Fife. Stranraer climbed off the foot of the table with a 0-0 draw at Spartans, while Clyde lost 1-0 away to Dumbarton. Champion Stenhouse Muir drew 1-1 with Elgin City at Oakleview, while second place Peterhead beat Forfar Athletic 2-1 at Balmoore. Some high-scoring results in the Highland League on Saturday. The scores were Brechin City 6, Forest Mechanics 1, Broader Rangers 1, Banksedee 2, Bucky Thistle 6, Deverin Vale 1, Fermartin United 6, Rothes 1, Huntly 0, Nairn County 0, Inverurie Locals 1, Clough 0, Lossiemouth 0, Tariff United 0, Strathspey Thistle 1, Fraserburgh 5, and Wick Academy 2, Keith 0. And on Sunday, the spotlight was on Dingwall as Ross County took a shock win against Rangers in their 3-2 win at the Global Energy Stadium.
You ready for this?
Give me the loving! Now, stay back. We are going to rock through time.
Oh, this is so Bridgerton.
This is Ruby.
You are wild, brave, and rude.
Nothing. No, you made it worse.
Where shall we go? Anywhere.
It's you.
Space baby.
Oh, is it the universe, man?
Let's have a random landing.
Is it safe?
Listen to me. This is what we're trying to stop. All of life extinguished.
You'll keep us safe?
I will keep us safe.
Come on!
We've got work to do.
There's a storm coming in.
You called.
Honey, I'm a much bigger bang than you bargained for. I will shatter this silly little battlefield into dust. In a heartbeat, into dust.
I don't have a people, I don't have a home. But I have freedom.
Catching monsters, getting into scrapes. So I keep moving on. To see the next thing. And the next, and the next. Have you ever felt so alive? And that's just the beginning.
Ready to rock through time? Watch the first two episodes of Doctor Who on BBC iPlayer from the 11th of May. Okay, let's catch up with a bit of news then. And Aberdeen have called Scotland's version of VAR as not suitable for purpose after the Hawkeye system failed against Livingston last Saturday. Angus McDonald was ruled offside after what Aberdeen say was a legitimate late-winning goal. But Aberdeen claim that the video assistant referees overruled on-field officials despite no reliable calibrated lines. The Scottish FA confirmed the broadcast 18-yard left camera ceased line tracking on the relevant video frame. However, the governing body says that during the review, Hawkeye were able to reprocess the data through their system and draw the calibrated offside lines from the disallowed goal, which showed Angus McDonald to be in an offside position. The VAR made the decision using the technology that was available, and this decision was validated by Hawkeye's retrospective recalibration conducted as part of their review. Aberdeen's statement followed a meeting with the SFA, which had an opportunity to see and hear the transcripts relating to Saturday's disallowed goal in the 0-0 Scottish Premiership draw. Clubs say VAR officials had to resort to a freeze frame that did not allow them to decide with the normal degree of certainty whether McDonald was offside in the lead-up to Boy Majoski's stoppage time strike. Aberdeen say that while this is allowed within VAR protocols, the Scottish FA accepted there is no conceivable way that VAR could tell definitively the deepest position of Livingston midfielder Daniel Mackay's body. Mackay's body, they say, is completely obscured from view, and the Hawkeye failure meant there were no on-pitch markers. Aberdeen say that until now they have preferred to make any complaints about VAR private, and they will continue to work behind the scenes to help improve the system. However, they add, what this situation demonstrates, in our opinion, is that the version of VAR that Scottish football has, or more accurately can afford, is not suitable for the purpose in which it's intended. If it perfectly highlights the limitations in the technology, the inappropriate implementation, the consistency of decision-making and the negative impact on the overall experience for match-going supporters. A very young Aberdeen under 18 suffered a disappointing defeat at the hands of Rangers at Cormac Park on Friday afternoon in the Club Academy Scotland Elite Under 18 League. With so many regular starters not available, it was always going to be a tough challenge against a strong Rangers side. Cammy Wilson won and converted a penalty in the second half, but any hope of an Aberdeen comeback was short-lived as Rangers added a few more late on to make it 6-1 away win for the visitors. Slobodan Rubicic spoke to Red TV following his spell out due to injury, and he talked about his full head of hair and his hopes on his return.
I'm always excited, you know. From the day I come back, then again I need to shave my head.
I was going to say, you've grown your hair.
No, that's now because I'm in closed doors. But I joke. Like, I hope that is like so close, and then that I can start again to push and to help the team as much as I can, and that's all.
You can watch the full interview with Ruby on Red TV. With a wee bit forward in the appointment of a new Dons manager, as all fingers are pointed to Elfsborg boss Jimmy Thielen becoming the new manager following reports coming out of Sweden. It's expected that he will sign his Dons deal soon, with him making the switch to Pataudry at the start of June. He's also expected to bring his assistants Amir Bajrami and Christer Pearson to Aberdeen. Therefore, Peter Leaven will see out the remainder of our sorry season as interim manager. Voting is now open for the 2023-24 AFC Player of the Year and Goal of the Season awards for the men's and women's team. Voting closes on Monday at 9 p.m. and there's more details on how to do all that on the club website. And the Player of the Year dinner will take place on Thursday, the 25th of April at the PNJ Live. Congratulations to Blake Innes, under-12s midfielder who won the AmPlus Young Talent of the Month for March, and Cooper Masson, under-16s midfielder who won the AmPlus Talent of the Month for March as well. Rising stars in the making. And finally, long-standing supporters of the Dons Central Coaches have reached a new agreement to continue as the official transport partner for the Aberdeen first team. Young Dons fans had the opportunity on Saturday to take a seat on the team bus before our home match with Dundee.
My name is Matthew Nolan. I am being extradited for a crime that I did not commit.
We now have confirmation of death on flight 357.
What am I in the middle of?
If it is murder, the killer is still on board.
There's no escape at 35,000 feet. Red Eye coming soon to ITV1, ITVX, STV and STV Player. So no news on the post-split fixtures quite yet, so we'll bring these to you when we get them on the website and our social media. Expect that to happen probably this coming week. We're in Scottish Cup semi-final action this Saturday at Hampden. Kick-off in Glasgow is at 12:30 p.m. Tickets for the South Stand upper and lower is £40 for adults, over 65s and under 16s £20. In the West Stand it's adults £30 and over 65s and under 16s £15. You can purchase your tickets still online at afc.co.uk/etickets, by phone on 01224 63 1903, or in person at the Pataudry ticket office. If you can't make it to the match, it'll be shown live on BBC One and on Premier Sports, and for international viewers on Red TV. The other semi-final match between Rangers and Hearts will take place on Sunday. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. and you can watch that on Premier Sports as well. And a quick apology from me due to a family medical emergency earlier in the week. There was no live updates from the Dundee match yesterday, but we'll be back up and running for the Scottish Cup semi-final on Saturday. The results, etc. from yesterday have all been updated on the website. I'll be back next Sunday with a Scottish Cup edition of the AFC Donscast. Meantime, you can keep up to date with all the latest news at AFC Donscast or on the website afcdonscast.co.uk. Have a great week, and if you're travelling to Hampden on Saturday, safe journey. And as always, thanks for listening and stand free.
To change your life. Yeah! could win this show.
Britain's Got Talent returns this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on ITV1 and STV.